Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, but Madsen's in for Dibs. And I think did we do this wrong? Green Bay is in town. And you and I are both draped in green. I don't know if we did this right, but it's just the preseason.
Well, yours is not Green Bay green, and I'm clearly wearing an A's hat.
Yeah, but your pineapple leaves are,
They don't believe in pineapples in Green Bay, so
they
we're good. No.
Well, if you put cheese on them, they would.
No, I think, great point.
Cheese apples.
Very good point.
Yeah,
Never say cheese and apples again, please. Tim Lincecum's warm-up music, I think.
Oh, gosh. And since you brought up, heart goes out to Tim Lincecum, whose longtime girlfriend passed away yesterday. The Giants organization.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, putting out a lot of stuff about it yesterday if you want to read about it. But, she'd been battling cancer for a long time. And so I know there's the Giants this weekend are going to be – they're going to have the celebration of the – I think it's the 2012 team – coming up this weekend, and for obvious reasons, Tim will not be there. So our thoughts are with you, the freak. Willard and Dibs, all sponsored by Fremont Bank. Full-service banking, no compromises. How about our 49er insider, Cam Inman, everybody, on an actual game day? Am I right, Cam? Let's go.
It is preseason game day. Yes.
Well, right. I know. But come on. Just trying to drum something up here for you, Cam.
I'm all for it. You know, I'm not a preseason hater. It's a chance to see football, get back in the yard, and you can tailgate if you really want to. But you can see the guys that are battling for a roster spot or a job or there's always intrigue. It's football. We don't get many of these a year.
Well, there's definitely intrigue tonight, and I know there's the camp battles and the things that'll be going on in the second half that probably matter maybe a little bit more, but we're all thinking about Trey Lance. So what do you think? What's the plan, and what are you looking for?
My guess is that they play Trey maybe two series. If the first series is like a 20-play, 80-yard touchdown drive, then pull him out, dash him away, get to the Vikings practices next week. But, you know, it's a fine line that you got to balance because, yes, he needs reps. Two, you don't want to expose him to injury. And three, you're not game planning and you're not going to show anybody what Trey Lance can really do once the regular season comes. So, I mean, I'm not expecting to see zone read, him taking off, going crazy. I would expect a few handoffs. I'd expect a few throws in the flat, maybe he'll throw one downfield 20 yards. Maybe he'll throw 40. Who knows? But it's one of those things that you want to show the audience a little bit of what Trey Lance has, that this is his team, kind of make that statement, and then you move forward.
Do you think we see the 49ers go with the Rams approach and just sit there established starters? Like, obviously, guys on the line, Trey, but your Fred Warners, your Nick Boses, your Trent Williams just sitting this one out?
I mean, the Rams' approach is they sit every starter. And Kyle Shanahan's approach was he wants to see some of the starters play, which means the guys that haven't proven themselves, especially the interior offensive linemen. The guys that have like been kind of eased into training camp because of injuries, like a Mike McGlinchey, a Javon Kinlaw, some of the linebackers, I'd imagine that they don't play because it's not worth their while to do so. So So yes, there will be some starters, but it won't be the cream of the crop. And you know, it's kind of what the preseason's for. It's for guys to try to show that they belong in the professional circuit. And the ones that have already shown that, there's no reason to. I mean, if they let Bosa or Trent Williams get on that field, they got issues.
Right. Cam Inman with us. All right, can you tell a 49er fan what really matters tonight? Like, the obvious stuff is Trey Lance, but what are some of the key spots, key players that really matter tonight?
You know, I don't know how many fans enjoy watching the left guard play in football games, but you're going to have to watch number 65, Aaron Banks, because he only played 5 snaps last season in garbage time of a Jacksonville game. And he only played 1 exhibition last year. And this is a second-round pick from a year ago that they've pretty much slotted in at left guard to start. They don't really have a challenger for him, and he needs some action. So we need to see how he does. It's in my eyes, like, when the football game's going on, unless I'm really focused in on one guy every play, you're just going to get a taste of it, and it's usually when the guy gets beat, or unless he goes second level and flattens somebody, which Aaron Banks certainly can do. So you're looking at him. You're looking at some of the young cornerbacks, because Tre'Davious Ward, their high-prized free agent, he's not going to play. Emmanuel Mosley's not going to play. They both have some minor injuries. So you're going to see some of the backup cornerbacks, and we'll find out if they're really as deep as they say they are. And then just, you know, do they keep a 6 wide receiver? Does somebody stand out in this preseason to make them think about that? And then we finally get to see something out of these running backs. You know, I don't think that they probably would play Elijah Mitchell, if at all, because they have about 4 or 5 running backs behind them that they really have to evaluate. And it's the Niners, so they're going to go through 5 running backs a season. So let's see how some of the younger ones run. Ty Davis Price will make his pro debut. Trey Sermon, we didn't see much of him his rookie year. And then Jordan Mason's an undrafted rookie. It's like, oh, who's the undrafted rookie running back this year that Shanahan might use a lot? And that might be him, like, by week 15.
Is there a player that stood out in practice that you're just like, as a person that likes football, just excited to watch? Like, man, I want to see that guy in a game situation.
That's a good question, because in the practices, the guys that stood out were Brandon Ayuk and Tre'Davious Ward, and you don't need to see those guys in a preseason game. So I guess maybe Danny Gray, because he brings this element of deep threat speed that they haven't really had outside of Marquise Goodwin. And see what this rookie can do. You know, he's shown some flashes in training camp practices. And will Nate Sudfeld be going deep to Danny Gray repeatedly tonight? Will Brock Purdy do it? So I think that might be one. Like I said, the running backs. You know, the tight end competition isn't sexy, but it's pretty important, because outside of Kittle, Charlie Warner is their number 2 tight end, but he hasn't practiced in training camp because he's getting over a core muscle surgery. So they got to figure out what their depth is there, and whether if any of these other newcomers are going to challenge Ross Dwelly for that number 3 spot from, you know, that he's held the last few years.
Cam Inman with us, our 49er insider here on Willard and Dibs. All right, Cam, we've delayed long enough. When does the Garoppolo to Cleveland trade get announced?
Okay, there's been two things that are inevitable in this NFL world the last 6 months. One, Jimmy Garoppolo is not going to play for the 49ers, and two, Deshaun Watson is going to get suspended, right? Yep. So you have these two inevitabilities, right? And that's why we're connecting these dots and say, well, look, they've both been in a holding pattern for 6 months. Is this what we're waiting on? I mean, it's certainly possible if Deshaun gets a longer, a longer suspension. but if I'm Jimmy Garoppolo, I don't go there. I'm not doing it. It's just, Cleveland is not going to be a stepping stone to greatness for any quarterback. It never has been. And just because a spot opens up, I don't think Jimmy has to go there. I mean, will Cleveland be willing to pay a $24 million? I guess, and maybe that entices Jimmy to go and just hang out there for a few months. The Niners have no reason whatsoever to kick in any salary, because they can cut him and not pay anything. And sure, he could go to the Seattle, he could go to the Rams. I don't think that's an issue either. But if I'm Jimmy, we're kind of in the sweet spot of maybe finding out where your next employer is, because all these quarterbacks are starting to play these preseason games. You're getting deeper into the dog days of camp. There might be some muscle strains, some injuries coming up. And this is kind of what they've been waiting for, to find out if another quarterback gets injured. So, you know, I'm having a hard time connecting Garoppolo to Cleveland. If I was him, I wouldn't want to go there. I know that they have a good defense. I know they have a rushing attack. I know they have an offensive system he'd be somewhat familiar with. You know, he's a Midwestern guy. So, yes, all those things could make it work. But if I'm Jimmy, that's not where I want to go.
That's a fascinating answer because I feel the exact – like there's nowhere where he – what he needs to do is this year show the league, look what I can do. I am a starting quarterback and be a big free agent next year. Where other than Cleveland – can he do that better?
Well, but he's done that with the 49ers. He's proven that he's a starting quarterback. So why do you want to go to Cleveland that's going to finish in third or fourth place in a division? You're not going to show yourself by just jumping in there and saying he didn't know any of the playbook. It's going to be most of it's on the fly. To me, it doesn't make enough sense to say that's an automatic.
Where else would you see him landing then?
Well, it's where else? That's what we're waiting for. That's why nobody can say definitively where he's going, because you're waiting to find out if there's going to be an injury these next 2 weeks. Okay, sure. August 30th, if nothing's happened, he gets released, and then Jimmy gets to go wherever he thought was going to be the best spot. Is it Seattle? Is it Pittsburgh? Is it Atlanta? There's enough teams out there that have question marks. If I was Jimmy, I'd want to go to the New York Giants. I mean, Daniel Jones didn't show me anything great last night. He took a beating. He's going to get hit a lot. They don't have a fifth-year option on him, so they're not convinced that Daniel Jones is their guy. And Jimmy would be great in the New York market. He knows the head coach. I'd probably want to go there maybe. I mean, it's not like the NFC East is a powerhouse.
Interesting. Cam, appreciate you coming on. Big game tonight, and we'll look forward to doing it a lot as the season unfolds.
Did you say a big game tonight?
It is.
It.
It's
you
a
are
big
in regular
game.
Season mode.
No, it's
you
a big. It's not a Cam, big result, but it's a big performance.
Cam, I've got. I'm looking at the Niners -2.5. Are the Niners backups better than the Packers backups?
I got to do some research and see how they've done in the preseasons in the past. But I would say the Niners backups are definitely better than the Packers backups.
I love it.
And I'll base that off the special teams because the Niners special teams obviously are always better than the Packers. But as we learned last January.
Wow.
That's
a great point. Controversial statement by Cam Inman. Yeah. All right. Thanks, bud.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Okay.
Good weekend.
Yeah, you
thanks,
too. Cam Inman. I don't agree with him at all about Jimmy to Cleveland.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.